You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to bring in one of my favorite guests, Mel McMahon, IndianaOriginals.com. She's on the farm still. You're not really quarantined. You're just staying on the farm.
Yeah, it's really easy to social distance out here because really our neighbors are acres away.
I love it.
We're loving it, too. And you know what I picked up the other day, Terry?
What?
I picked up my Indiana Originals branded mask. Yes, they have our logo right on the front.
Oh.
So when I'm out and about, people still know who I am.
That's so
even
cool.
If they can't see my face. Yeah, they're great. So we got those from our member at Standout Customs. You know, they've been trying to help out members, you know, getting what they need to stay open and, you know, to get those customers back in. And I'm really excited about our guest that we have on the phone because he's been trying to tell the stories of these businesses. Rocky Walls, co-founder of 12 Stars Media. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
We're so excited to talk to you. You've had so many great projects lately, but for those that are not familiar with 12 Stars Media, tell us what you do.
Well, we tell the stories of interesting characters who inspire communities to make positive change.
Wow.
And we do that using video. We have a lot of documentary-style work. When we say characters, we mean real people who are characters. We don't make any of this stuff up. It's all real.
And you've done local projects and international projects as well, correct?
Yeah, we a couple of years ago, our work was about 50-50 work either overseas or out of the state of Indiana, and then about half of our work inside of Indiana. And then we've really focused in the last couple of years on increasing our presence here. We sort of felt like community involvement right here in our own backyard was really important. So we've amped up that that involvement, and it's more like three quarters of our business now.
Rocky, where do you find your characters?
Well, they're all as unique can be. So oftentimes, because we kind of reverse engineer the statement that I made at the beginning, we start with positive changes. So we think about the things in the world that we want to see a difference made in, and then we try and find, okay, well, where are the communities where those differences need to be made? Because we believe that change doesn't happen without people, without communities rallying around that change. Whatever it is, could be a literal community, a geographical place. It could be a community of employees within an organization. It could be the community at large, even you know, the whole state or world. But we'll find people who are doing really, really cool stuff. That's the thing, is that we don't tend to do very well working with folks who aren't genuinely passionate about what they're doing. Doesn't mean that it has to be a nonprofit organization doing something that's, you know, super, super wholesome or humanitarian. It could be somebody who's really passionate in a business, a for-profit business or a corporation. But people, those characters tend to be people who are really passionate about making changes.
Yeah. You know, Rocky, I have a program here at WIBC. It's called the Neighbor to Neighbor Program, and we go to almost 200 events and festivals a year, and it really keeps me in a place where I realize that there is a lot of good people out there. You know, the news is not so great, and if you just consume it all the time, you really think, what's happening to this world? And when you actually get on the street and you do some of these and you meet some of these people you're talking about, it's kind of a nice balance. You realize, you know what, for the most part, people are good.
So, so true. I've been sort of on this particular soapbox for a couple of years now. I think that we can get fatigued online, especially with all of, like you said, the news, but also just social media.
Yeah.
And there's this idea that we really have an abundance or a surplus of the word community and a real lack or deficit of genuine community. We can flip through Facebook and find, you know, 100 ways to quote unquote save the world, but we don't even know our neighbors' names or what they might need. And so, exactly what you described, getting out there and meeting neighbors and learning what people are doing to make a positive change in the world is so inspiring and motivating.
Absolutely. Mel?
Rocky, tell us about the project you've been doing with the businesses lately. You know, we got the news in March that our world as we knew it was closing down. and you wanted to help keep these businesses alive. Tell us how you helped these businesses stay relevant.
Well, so the first thing that we did is I just very quickly felt like I wanted to make a statement for what 12 Stars Media was going to do and how we were going to approach work. And so I just hopped on a video and basically said, hey, wherever you're at, whatever's going on, if we can help you tell your story, reach out to us. And basically, we would do whatever we can on a pay-as-you-go model. And so we've been operating on that since sort of, you know, like you said, around March when kind of everything really shut down and really still doing some of that work now, even though people are kind of trying to get back up and running again. One of the projects that really stood out and that I think looking back I loved the most is that we went out really, really early on and talked with several restaurant owners and chefs because their businesses were hit so suddenly and so hard, like many were. But if you recall, I mean, they were sort of called out. They were sort of singled out in some ways very early on, and it came so, so quickly. And so we went and talked with each of them. And basically, if you can kind of imagine, like I said, we're telling the stories of interesting characters. We didn't have a specific agenda. We just went and talked to them and asked them to share with us what was on their minds, what they were doing, what was going to happen potentially with their business if things continued looking as grim as they were. And honestly, a lot of them had some really, really gut-wrenching things to share, and we're still in the thick of that. We're not out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination with a lot of our small businesses and restaurants, as you both well know. And so we put together, I think it was, it was less than 10 minutes. It was a short-ish video. It wasn't a 90-second promo video, but it was several people sharing their perspective in a pretty short amount of time. And I think within the first week, we had somewhere around 50,000 views on Facebook.
Wow.
Celebrity chef Robert Irvine picked it up that night and said, guys, wow, this is amazing. And he shared it on his page.
It's so cool.
It was all very encouraging because it was giving – The thing for us in that scenario was that it was giving amplifying the voice of these folks that really people tend to look at as a reliable place to go get food. There's not usually a lot of drama around the restaurant business, but it gave them the opportunity to say, hey, this is going to be really hard on us. We want you to write letters to our Congress folks, and we want you to think about how we can help restaurants and other small businesses stay afloat.
That's so cool. Mel, you got just about a minute left.
So, Rocky, I don't know if you remember this or not, but we met maybe 6 years ago now, and you told me what you did, and I remember saying, hey, if I know someone that needs a video, I'll let them know. And you corrected me. You said, no, if someone needs their story told, tell them about me. Where does that come from? Where does that passion come from?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think like so many things, we can get focused on the wrong part of the equation. And truthfully, when people oftentimes think they just need a video, they're probably missing the most important thing, which is you need to identify the story that you're trying to tell, the way that you can connect with people and really inspire them. That's the key. And if a video is the way to do that, great. If we're starting from there, then we'll make a great video. But if we're just trying to make a video, it's liable to land really flat and not really reach a lot of people, not inspire anyone. And so that's why we start there.
Wow. That is, I love this story. You've got to come back and see us. And I hope that you really will, Rocky. I do. Mel, anything before we go?
No, just please download the Indiana Originals app powered by Freedom Foods. We want to help you find local faster and easier and help support our independent businesses.
Absolutely. And that's also where you'll learn about more about Rocky Walls. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. Have a great day. Today's top stories are next. 93 WIBC.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45. And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.